What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Okay, hang on. Okay, there. Okay, yeah, that was a little late coming in there, and we seem to have two rings. All right, anyway, despite our little technical goof here, and let me get BAM user up and running here. There we go. All right, so aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 24th, 2017, dealing with all kinds of issues. My server, again, just at show start, they do a massive denial of service attack on it and just try and keep us all messed up that way, which basically, to me, is an indication of just how scared the establishment is getting over the fact that the American people are waking up to what's really been going on in our country. So we just have to bear with it and deal with all the evil people, who are the money junkies and all the rest of that stuff. Anyway, let's get into the program. Our third hour guest today is going to be Ellen Brown, talking about, among other things, Trump's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan and how other countries fund infrastructure without burdening their populations with huge amounts of unpayable debt. So that'll be an interesting conversation. We're going to do the entire third hour on that one. Monday, June 5th, of course, Gilad Atzmon is going to be joining us, talking about his recent concert tour, lecture tour, his latest book, which is actually very, very good. It's called Being in Time. It's hitting Amazon today, and we did a link to that as well. It's a very good book. A lot of insights in there. And he's actually a very, very good writer. Okay, now then, getting on to the news here. Obviously, the top news continues to be all over the place. The bombing in Manchester, and as is usually the case, everybody is trying to make as much political hay out of this as they can and just score points for whatever their particular agenda is. But they're really fanning up the fear factor, and apparently the British Prime Minister has elevated the terror threat level to critical, and they're out there saying that a new attack is imminent. Well, if they know a new attack is imminent, why can't they stop it? But they're out there just banging away at the fear-mongering. They have deployed police onto the streets. It looks like martial law. In fact, the people over in London are saying troops on the street. They haven't seen this many troops on the street since World War II. And Parliament is closed to the public. The changing of the guard is canceled because of this warning that there is another terror attack coming. And interestingly enough, the London police have started launching a crackdown on free speech on Twitter. Apparently, the Metropolitan Police are investigating Twitter users who speak out against the Manchester attack. Now, why would it be wrong to speak out against the attack? Well, part of it may be, again, we've got competing agendas. We've got the globalists and the open border and the EU supporters who want to downplay that this had anything to do with Islam, and they don't want to see it harming their open borders refugee agenda. And then, of course, you have the other agenda, which wants to fan up that this is all about Islam in order to justify more war in the Middle East. So they're fighting back and forth on that one here. Now, interesting little article. This came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, and it says, the Manchester bomber had returned to Britain from Libya just 3 days before the attack, as his father, who had al-Qaeda links, and younger brother are arrested in Tripoli. And going through this story, Syria is mentioned over a dozen times in this article. He may have gone to Syria. He may have had Syrian help. And so it looks to me like, at least from this newspaper's point of view, this story is going to be used to basically fan up the idea of Great Britain going back into the war on Syria, rejoining the coalition, and go on down there and just pound those gosh darn Syrians until Assad gives up. Now, another little article, this came out of Land Destroyer, is saying that the UK government was harboring these terrorists linked to this bombing for decades, which raises the possibility that these were actually undercover intelligence assets. We know that we have seen the same thing here in the United States, where the FBI or the CIA will literally manufacture these terror groups to wag at us when they need us scared into obedience. Now, so far, somebody has, in fact, claimed credit for the Manchester bombing, saying that they're ISIS, which you don't really know that. Somebody picks up a phone or sends a fax and says, I'm ISIS, we did it, come and get us. And the timing here is, in fact, rather suspect, because you've got Donald Trump in Israel bowing to Netanyahu and talking about peace, even as he dumps billions of dollars of weapons into the area. Of course, very, very convenient for Netanyahu, we have another one of these terror attacks to support his agenda. Now, musician and songwriter Morrissey is out there basically saying he's chastising politicians, saying they're petrified to admit Islamic extremism behind the terror. And again, we have these two clashing agendas. One is to fan up, oh, it had everything to do with these Middle Eastern Muslim countries, let's go and make war. And on the other side, you've got the open borders people trying to say, no, no, it's got nothing to do with Islam. It was just crazed lone nut assassin. Although, as of last report, British police have arrested five perpetrators on this. Now, we're going to do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just rejoining our network. And unfortunately, tragically, there has been a mosque set on fire near Manchester that is being seen as a probable retaliation by somebody against the concert bombing. And these things can get way, way out of control. Interestingly enough, one of the anchors on BBC is out there saying, well, you know, Europe's just getting used to this, and we're just going to have to get used to us. This is the new normal, and we're never ever going to be able to get rid of all of this, so it's just part of life again. And that's quite a contrast. Remember back in 1940? You had Churchill out there, never yield to force, never yield to the might of the enemy, and today it's, we just got to get used to this. I mean, when it was the Nazi war machine that was dropping bombs all over London with the V1 and the V2. They fought back. They finally fought through to those launching rails in Peenemünde and just blew them up. So everyone is using this for whatever agenda. And over in France, citing the Manchester bombing, they have extended their now almost permanent state of emergency until November 1st. It was due to expire in July, but no, they're going to keep it going to November 1st. And it does look like it's going to become permanent with all of the added authority for the police and all the restrictions on ordinary people and all the silencing of dissent and criticism. Oh, it's an emergency. We have to ignore human rights and the right of free speech. It's an emergency. Every tyrant, every dictatorship goes through that phase. Oh, we're in a state of national emergency. All the freedoms you used to have, we have to take those away from you to make you safe. And you lose your freedoms and you're not safe. We're seeing it happen all over again. I got to tell you, we have a lot of military aircraft flying overhead right now. It's making Claire and I very, very nervous. And I realize it's training flights, but still, there's very obvious escalation here. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned at the top of the show, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on to these congressional investigations into Russiagate and who knew what and what was going on, apparently a major contradiction has surfaced between the testimony that former FBI Director James Comey gave on when he notified Congress that there was an investigation into Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, and what Brennan said, because apparently Comey is saying that he notified Congress in March of this year, and Brennan just testified under oath that the CIA notified Congress last September. And it almost looks like Brennan is throwing Comey under the bus. But the real question needs to be, talk to some of those members of Congress, the Gang of Eight, the Intelligence Committee, and just say, when were you notified and who notified you? And they're already bogging down in this minutia And that may be because they're not finding anything. It's a whole lot of nothing. In fact, there's an article that came out over in RIMF.com, New Cracks in Russiagate Assessment. They actually can't find anything. All of these liberals like Nancy Pelosi are being forced to admit, no, we have seen no evidence whatsoever. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, that passage you read about mainstream media, a story there, it just caught my attention because the key words of speculation, could, might, may have, and every time I hear those words, I know we're not talking about fact or evidence, we're just talking about speculation, and that has no business in journalism whatsoever.
Well,
so I just
want
to point that out.
I agree, but when somebody in the corporate media wants to sell an untruth, they'll either use those qualifiers or they'll pose it as a question in order to avoid the possibility of a lawsuit, because then they can go into court and say, I didn't actually say that the plaintiff was having sex with farmyard animals. I just asked a question, and that's reasonable, and that's why they do that.
Yeah, it's their disclaimer. Hey, I just want to mention that, and you've talked about this before, I mean, John Oliver's show was a pretty good show at one time, and now I just see it as a pretty much an anti-Trump bashing machine on there right now, and it just sickens me to see, well, you know, there was a funny show, and now they're all kind of jumping on that bandwagon. Even Jimmy Fallon now is apologizing for being easy on Trump, and Dave Chappelle, and you can see all the twisting, the nipple twisting going on to say, hey, comply, go after this guy, you know, come on, you know, go along with the program here, and it's kind of sickening that people can't, you know, just... I mean, he's a show host. You have guests on your show, and that's what you do. You interview people. But to get political like they're doing right now and getting nasty, it's kind of sickening.
Well, I've stopped watching all of those shows ever since they started doing that. And I don't know what their ratings are. And for all we know, their ratings may be artificially inflated to keep them on the air. It's almost like the movie Network, where Howard Beale sells out to the corporate interests and his ratings start to plunge. And because the corporate interests own the network, they say, just keep him on the air. That's it. We don't care how bad his ratings are. You keep him on the air selling this until finally the producers of the news program have this guy killed. Of course, at the very end of the movie, it says, this is the story of Howard Beale, the first man to be killed for poor ratings. And if you have never seen that movie, you ought to. It's an iconic piece. Paddy Chayefsky just did a fabulous job on the screenplay. And, of course, it's also the
totally
source
agree.
Of... that quote, I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I just assume they're tweaking the numbers even on those reviews and ratings for their programming. I mean, they're tweaking everything else. Why not tweak that, too, to their advantage? And it's not true. I think people are getting tired of this. They're getting tired of this anti-Trump stuff. So, hey, wait a minute. Let the guy have a chance. Criticize him later, but let him start to do something, you know. Give him a chance.
Well, they're trying to obstruct him at every level. They're trying to block any changes to Obamacare. They're still fighting against the wall. And he's already caved in on them with the war agenda, and we're going to go on over and make the rest of the world us. Not that we're a good example for anybody to follow. There's still Hillary's people seem to be clinging to this idea they can get him out of the Oval Office and through some machinations get her in, which is ridiculous. If Trump is removed from office by whatever means... Mike Pence becomes the president, and Hillary might be desperate enough to change parties and try and become Pence's VP and then have Pence knocked off, but it is out of control, and the rest of the world is looking at the functioning of our federal government, and they're scratching their heads and saying, this is obviously breaking down.
Yeah. No, that one thing does concern me real quick here is that picture in the paper today showing Donald Trump shaking hands with Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm a little concerned about that, and you know, that whole Israel thing, and that seems to be growing stronger, not getting, you know, not pulling away, and that concerns me. But
well, unfortunately, the reality is that a lot of the very wealthy supporters of Israel in this country supported Donald Trump, and now he's got to pay back those favors.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, a little bit of good news coming on out there. Apparently, Joe Lieberman is now off the list of possible FBI directors. I know when it was said that he was being considered, he was even at the top of the list, and everybody was just screaming what an utter disaster that would be for the American people. But apparently, for whatever reason, he is now off the list. He's not being considered for FBI director. Now, as you know, in all of this Russia collusion and so forth, Donald Trump recently has made a slight adjustment to his story, saying that he himself personally did not collude with the Russians, opening the door to speculation that maybe somebody else close to him did. And a lot of eyes are now focused on Jared Kushner, who's definitely been one of the most pro-war, pro-Israel voices that have Donald Trump's ear. And there is some talk going on that he is, in fact, a person of interest in this Russian collusion investigation. But there's a lot more information starting to surface about him that makes it look like he may not be in the White House much longer. And again, there is word there are going to be three more firings of the White House staff in the near future. And apparently, Jared Kushner did not disclose his business ties to George Soros, to Thiel, and to Goldman Sachs. And apparently he owes over $1 billion in loans. And so obviously that kind of an obligation, whoever he owes that money to, they're going to call him up and say, tell Trump this. And Jared is going to say, yes, sir, give me a little more time on my loan repayment, and I will feed that into the president's ear. So there's obviously an issue there. And we've mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating. This whole Russia bashing everything, it's falling apart. And key Democratic officials are now warning the base not to expect any evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion. They actually oversold that. And the Democrats are saying, where is it? Where is it? You told us that Russia and Trump were working together to get rid of our Empress Hillary, and we're waiting. Where's the evidence? And the Democratic leadership is saying, well, actually, there doesn't seem to be any. We just thought it was likely because Russia liked Trump, ignoring the fact that all of the election fraud that was discovered favored Hillary last year. But it's starting to come apart. And it's just this giant smear job from the liberal establishment, aided by the corporate media. And once again, the corporate media is winding up with egg on their face. Now then, new development here. This is coming out of Political Insider. Classified documents confirm that Barack Obama spied on Americans for years. This is a Circa report that revealed previously top-secret documents that Obama was spying on Americans for political reasons. They weren't terrorists, they weren't criminals. But the National Security Agency routinely violated American privacy protections and failed to disclose the extent of the problems until the final days before Donald Trump was elected president. In other words, they wanted to clean up the record so Trump couldn't come back and say, you were hiding all this. No, we're not hiding. It's right there on your desk. Even the FISA court, which is seen by many as being little more than a rubber stamp for surveillance, came on out and said that Obama's widespread illegal searches of American citizens represents a serious Fourth Amendment issue. And yes, it absolutely does. And the question is, how many people did he spy on? I mean, it sounds like it was a lot more than Richard Nixon was spying on. And was it spying for political gain? And that needs to come on out. All right. Now, when we come back from this next commercial break, there's been a new development in the case of those four House IT staffers who were moved away from their position for breaking into computers they were not supposed to break into. There's been a new development. We'll be right back.
You've probably probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, one of the stories that was floating around regarding computers, and it sort of kind of got overshadowed by Seth Rich and a lot of other things, but there was a big stink because these four IT staffers working in the House of Representatives were caught accessing the computers of members of the House. And it was a big stink. And they were removed from their positions to new positions. And they finally started getting fired. But apparently there was a concern that these people working on the inside were, in fact, snooping and spying on members of the House of Representatives. And apparently, one of them has now managed to leave the country, even though under investigation by the Capitol Police, has left the country, gone back to Pakistan, and according to this article out of Daily Caller, is now under government protection in Pakistan because apparently his family is very wealthy. And they're very connected to the government, and they have VIP-level protection. So something is going on there. Now, as a little footnote to this story, when the investigation first started into these IT staffers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz herself threatened the chief of police for holding the computer equipment for the investigation. So she was trying to, like, get all the physical evidence back and under her control. So there's something going on there. So, again, my primary theory behind this whole email scandal is that while she served as Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton was repeating the Chinagate scandal, selling secrets to foreign interests, using her weak email server to deliver the material and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And maybe, if that was what was going on, the espionage went a little bit broader. And they were using these IT workers to spy on members of Congress and get their information for sale to interested parties. When you look at how everybody is just panicking and circling the wagons around this, there's something there. There's definitely something there. This is the point where all the cover-ups overlap. It's the maximum point of protection. And there has to be a reason. Now, speaking of computers and hacking, the United Nations Security Council's North Korea Sanctions Committee has come under massive denial of service attack. And, of course, they're all implying it's North Korea because, after all, North Korea was behind WannaCry and North Korea was behind this and that. In all probability, it's another false flag to keep building the case against North Korea. Now, getting on back to Seth Rich, PolitiFact is out there with articles and editorials saying that the theory that Seth Rich was the DNC leaker, it's nonsense. It's pants on fire. It's tinfoil hat. But if you actually read through the article, they have absolutely nothing with which to back that up. Because there is no evidence that that Russia broke into the DNC email server. The DNC never allowed that server to be examined by outside forensics experts to find evidence of who got in there. And we have the story from Kim.com and various other individuals that, yes, Seth Rich was the leaker of those emails. And by the way, if you look at the date of all those leaked emails, they stop at the time he was killed. So it's a very strong circumstantial case that Seth Rich was the leaker, and no case that he wasn't the leaker. And they're still out there pushing this as hard as they can. And to show you how ridiculous all of this is getting, the Washington Compost has an article saying that even if Seth Rich was the DNC leaker, it doesn't affect the accusations that Russia was tinkering with our election to help Donald Trump and to harm Hillary Clinton. It's a non-issue now. We need to focus on. In other words, they've been caught in a lie, and they're trying to recover from it. And they're trying to say it was never a big issue anyway. It was, even though for months and months the corporate media kept screaming, Russia hacked the DNC email server. Now they're trying to pull back from it. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call. Dave in South Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, everyone speaks about the leaks as if they're the crime in itself. No one wants to speak about what's actually leaked, the documents themselves, what's in them. Those are where the crimes are buried. No one wants to talk about that. You know,
well,
people are dying left and right.
We were talking about it when they came on out. But again, we're dealing with a governmental institution that simply does not want to look at any of that and is very offended that we would even be concerned as American citizens as to what was going on. And it's part of the cultural arrogance that seems to have emerged around our government, and we're seeing that probably most fully on public display with the attitude of the Democratic leadership, which is out there saying, yeah, forget what you vote for in the primaries. We reserve the right to choose the candidate we want, and your job is to just send in money and votes to support what we're doing. That, of course, is not how the United States is supposed to be working.
Absolutely, and of course, there's these 35,000, isn't it, emails that Hillary Clinton's banished off her server. No crime committed there, you know. And Huma Abedin sharing the laptop with Anthony Weiner, 600,000 of them or something like that on there. That's amazing. I mean, what's getting in there?
We don't know. We're not being allowed to see what was in those emails. It's all very classified national security. And again, if I am correct, and if in fact Hillary was running an espionage operation through all these computers and the email server and the rest of it, the entire government is going to try and keep that story buried, because a scandal on that scale would bring down the entire government. That this was going on, and that the rest of the government knew it was going on, and were protecting her. And again, we look back at James Comey's press conference on the FBI investigation, and he went down the list of felony violations of Title 18 that she committed. And then he says, we're not going to recommend charges, which is not his job, by the way, because we couldn't find that she intended to do harm, even though Title 18 does not require intent. It says right there, negligent exposure of classified information outside secure facilities is a felony. It's a five-year prison sentence. And Hillary did it with her email server. Huma did it with the laptop. And none of these people are being charged or sent to jail. The goal here is to try and make this all go away. And frankly, it feels to me like they are very, very scared.
Well, Comey was actually on the board of HSBC during the laundering.
Yes.
They got a deferment, and the special prosecutor in New York City at the time was Loretta Lynch.
Yes.
Nobody wants to talk about that, you know what I mean? And well, so, of course, there's a little bit of conflict of interest there.
Well, that is, of course, a peek into the real rotted core of all of this, and that is the CIA's drug running. Out of Arkansas, well, they've been running drugs all over the place, but specifically relative to the Clintons and the Bushes, the CIA was running this covert operation out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. They were manufacturing untraceable military weapons, smuggling them down to Nicaragua, paying for it all by smuggling tons of cocaine back into the United States of America to sell to our children. And Bill Clinton provided operational security, kept the state drug investigators away from the airports that were being used. And he set up a little money laundry involving land flips and banks and the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. And they all got very, very rich in the process. Enough money where they could basically start making a power grab for the highest levels in the U.S. government. And for the American people to find out, after all this propaganda about the war on drugs and drugs are bad and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, to find out that the U.S. government itself is neck deep in the illegal drug trade. That, too, would bring the entire government crashing down. I have to be very honest. I'm rather amazed. History Channel is running a show, or about to run a show, in which they actually talk about how the CIA was smuggling cocaine into the United States of America. And it's a shame that Gary Webb is no longer with us, because he first broke the story in the corporate media, in the San Jose Mercury News, with his series Dark Alliance, about how the CIA was bringing cocaine into the United States of America and was the actual cause of the crack epidemic that was happening. And it was all to make money for this covert... Yeah, Freeway Ricky Ross.
Yep.
And
you covered all the bases there, and of course there's a blood sweep from Arkansas all the way to D.C. with these people. And in 6 weeks, five people die. You know, Ash, Lucas, Seth Rich, one or two others within 6 weeks of time, right around the time of the Democratic Convention or the hearings that was going to come up about, you know, Hillary and her server and all that getting lost, and that all these people going to testify, and all of a sudden, they drop dead. You know, these people are murderers. It's outrageous, and they get by with it.
It is. It is. And, again, it is a systemic problem. It's not just this corrupt group or that corrupt individual or this corrupt intelligence agencies. It is all corrupted. And they're just going to look out for each other and protect each other. And to heck with the law, to heck with morality, to heck with long-term consequences. They're just going to do that. Anyway, Dave, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Thank you, Mike.
And before we take the next phone call, I think an indicator of just how scared the establishment is over all of the aspects of these stories is illustrated by Sean Hannity, who's done a 180-degree turn on the Seth Rich story. We were hearing earlier in the week, yeah, Sean Hannity, he's going to cover it. He's going to interview Kim.com, and he was out there on the air saying, I'm not letting this go. There's something here. And yesterday, apparently, Sean Hannity said that he will no longer discuss Seth Rich out of respect for the family's wishes. Now, that's what he said on the air. But what we're getting from the Political Insider is that Sean Hannity was approached by one of Rupert Murdoch's sons and told, you will drop this story. So, all right, another phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, that's not what I want to talk about, but I just want to let you know I tweeted on his Twitter before Hannity and said, you know, you're not kidding anybody that... you know, you were told by Fox News to lay off. And it shows you Sean doesn't have any guts. The guy's a multimillionaire. He could easily let them fire him. He could then, you know, really get back at him while he's no longer with Fox News. Like, and then probably have his own show somewhere else. He could name his price. Certainly on the internet.
Well, but anyway, they may have told him that he would get really depressed and wind up in Fort Marcy Park. I mean, these are serious players here. But you're right about Fox Network, because the Fox Network went over to the DC affiliate, which first broke the story, and had them retract it.
Oh, my God. They're getting worse and worse. Well, I don't watch Fox anymore. Hannity was the last one I'd watch once in a while. Now I'm not even going to bother at all. When I'm at the gym, a lot of times I'll have it on the, you know, if I'm working on a certain area, to have it up there, but that's about it. You know, I got no use for them. But anyway, getting back to, you know, the CIA drug smuggling and Gary Webb, I don't know. Did you see the movie Kill the Messenger?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should. You should still get, I'm sure you should still get a hold of it.
In my copious amounts of free time here.
But anyway, at the very end, I don't want to give you the whole thing, but at the very end, they showed actual films in South Central L.A. with the guy, I think the guy's name was Deutsch at the time, was the CIA director, and he was in there. This was true. This was actual film. And you know who else was there, by the way, while he was doing it? None other than Maxine Waters now. So he was telling the people there how sorry he was that the CIA did this. There was a mistake or some crap like that. But, they admitted it. There's no question they admitted, and
they did admit it, and that is something that really ought to be put in front of the American people's mind. The reason we have a drug problem in the streets of America is because the CIA is bringing it in. They were bringing in cocaine from Central America. They're bringing in opium from Afghanistan. They were bringing in opium from Vietnam. It's a big part of their business.
And what's his name? Freeway Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, not that fat slob bit at correctional officer Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross has been on InfoWars quite a number of times, and he said it himself what they were doing. And by the way, he played a big part in that movie, not the actual the actor who played it. There's no doubt he said that's what turn him on, to finally understand what he was really doing, that he was actually working for the CIA, running drugs for the CIA.
Yep.
And he's totally turned himself around, at least from what I gather now. He even wrote a book.
Yeah, he has. He quit that, and he's trying to make amends there. The one time I met him, courtesy of my first wife, who was heavily into the drug trade, he said, yeah, I'm actually working for the CIA, and that's why the police never touched me.
And is there any possibility you can get him back on your show? I don't know if you've
ever. I've never had him on my show, but I'll try and make an effort to get him on there. But here's the important thing: when if you run into anybody talking about this History Channel show, is tell them this is still going on right now, today. The war on drugs is really the war on the competition's drugs. It's a war
up to this. Yeah, but up to then, I really admired Ollie North. I thought the guy was on a level and all that. But after that, after that movie and a little more research that I found out, and I found out that Ollie North is really a dirtbag. And maybe that's one of the reasons with Hannity, you know, he can't get things right because he's got to know something about North, but yet he still calls him great friend and all that, has him on the show all the time. And, you know, fact of the matter is, you know, and it hurts me to say that because I really admire the guy. I mean, he was a Vietnam vet. He was actually, you know, I thought he was really serving the country right, you know, working for Ronald Reagan and all. Turns out he was a dirtbag. He was running drugs. Oh, Roger Stone.
Well, actually, no, hang on. You're missing an important point. When Oliver North was doing all this stuff down in Arkansas, he thought he was serving the interests of the United States of America. That he was doing stuff involved with drugs. It was just, well, it's just one of the things we have to put up with to achieve our greater political agenda. You know, the true believer syndrome is what it's called. People who are willing to violate the law, people who are willing to violate the law and because they believe they serve a higher purpose. And it's an attitude that unfortunately infects a great deal of the government. But in Oliver North's own mind, he was a hero.
According to Roger Stone, though, his book about the Bushes, the recent one, Oliver North was making money out of it. And
they all were.
Have any problems? Huh?
No, they all were. Yeah, they were all padding their wealth. With this illegal cocaine money. It was just part of it. It was a perk of the job.
And then when that guy Seal, I forget his first name, was rubbed out, it seems like North very possibly was behind it.
You're talking about Barry Seal. Yeah, you're talking about Barry Seal, who was one of the smuggling pilots, and unfortunately he did get caught. And he decided that he was going to turn state's evidence against the smuggling ring. And, of course, that was a threat to the entire CIA operation. And, yeah, that's why he was taken out.
I mean, this is it's unbelievable. I mean, this is a dirty government. And the CIA is right at the heart of it. Matter of fact, think the CIA, I don't know if I've told you before, but I believe the CIA is one of the most evil organizations on the face of this earth. That doesn't mean everybody working for the CIA. I think a lot of these people who work for the CIA don't understand really what they're doing until they finally realize it. And then a lot of times, they're the ones, the biggest whistleblowers. You take Ray McGovern, Kevin Schiff, I mean. This guy, Steele, Michael David Steele, another guy we should have on the show. Larry Johnson. They'll come. They're some of the biggest whistleblowers, and they'll tell you what the CIA is about. And they're doing everything they can now to reverse things to wake people up.
But well, the CIA you need to understand that for the regular rank and file office workers, these agencies recruit at the college level, and the people in colleges, for the most part, believe what they see in the movies and TV shows about how these agencies are the good guys and they're doing wonderful work. And they'll be hired on in, and of course they are sequestered away from some of the darker operations. It's all, you know, compartmentalized. And then they stumble into what's going on, and some will just say, oh, well, this is what I'm doing, and they'll make the moral compromise, and others simply can't. That's what happened with Edward Snowden. He joined the National Security Agency because he thought it was a great opportunity to work with cutting-edge computer technology and protect the United States of America, and then he saw how out of control it really was. And what it was really all being used for, and that's when he decided that he could not make that moral compromise.
Kevin Schiff said, basically, if they think they can, you know, trust you, and when I say trust, I don't mean trust in a good way. I mean that you're not going to open your mouth and you're going to do what you need to do. That's when they open more doors to you and let you get higher up in the agency. But if they figure you just you really believe in it, and you believe in a country, and you really want to do, and you're really patriot, and you want to do a good job, they're going to leave you at the bottom. They're not going to let you into a lot of the secrets and things like that.
Well, also remember, most of the really dirty stuff is done through contracts, CIA contractors, and that's done to basically isolate the regular CIA employees from what is being done, and also to give the CIA deniability if something goes wrong. So the people who are doing the things like the drug running and everything, they're contractors. They're not actually showing up at CIA headquarters and punching a time clock.
That's true. And another thing, too, a lot of your, you know, a lot of businesses, Bushes are a prime example, and a lot of even your media, they actually are CIA people, but they're not employed, you know, they're not like GS something working out of Langley, Virginia.
Yeah, they're compensated other ways. They're high salaries at the media. It's all part of Operation Mockingbird. And sorry to cut you off, but we are almost to the end of the break here, and we've got to do some commercials. But yeah, we all know about Operation Mockingbird. And we know about the use of the contractors. And there's also the CIA proprietaries, companies that you probably have done business with and you don't know. They're actually covertly owned and operated by the Central Intelligence Agency. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Mark, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do just what I And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And turning over to the war zones, over in Syria, government forces are advancing against ISIS and the Western-backed militant groups on multiple front lines across Syria. The situation is heating up, and the U.S.-backed forces are sending more material in trying to stop this. But apparently in Aleppo, the Syrian army Tiger forces have liberated Jamilia Rasm al-Hammam, Masana, please forgive me if I am butchering these, Kanawiya, Kerbet Marza, and the so-called Second Farm. And they're making a lot of progress. They could very easily reach the stronghold of Maskana near Raqqa within this week. And apparently ISIS just simply does not have the manpower to stop the advance. Now, getting on back to this issue of civilians being killed, which the U.S. is still trying to say it's, horrible Assad, he's killing his own civilians. The United States killed a record number of civilians in the past month of strikes against ISIS, at least 225 civilians. And they never make a big deal about it. Oh, Assad gassed people at Idlib and all those horrible, horrible deaths. Well, you killed more in the bombings. May have killed more in the cruise missile attack. Well, it's just collateral damage. You're not supposed to pay attention to that. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous here. Now, apparently, the U.S. so-called coalition forces have conducted an airdrop of forces in East Syria, supposedly against ISIS. And the Free Syria Army, most of whom are not from Syria, have kicked off Operation Desert Volcano to basically take control of this triangle area where the borders of Jordan, Syria, and Iraq meet. That's going to be the heart of the new Kurdistan. Meanwhile, the United Nations has partnered with Google to create a website to answer your questions about the Syrian war and how terrible it is, although it stopped short of revealing the real causes of the conflict. It's just another propaganda platform. Propaganda is big business in the United States. They don't call it that. They call it public relations. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Joseph in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, the attack in Manchester, everybody knows basically who it... Well, not everyone. Well, most of the people on this radio know that everybody... It benefits only one person. It doesn't benefit the West going in there and sending more troops to... You know, go look for ISIS. You know, we all know that. But what I think very few people realize is that how does Israel, especially, how does it keep getting what it wants, even though it seems like the West has somehow got it all under control?
Okay, you got about a minute left. You got about a minute left. You need to basically get to the point.
Okay, Israel. You know, it is basically a powerhouse in the tech industry, right? And their main exporter.
Yeah, it is. And Joseph, I apologize. I misestimated the time. And you need to really plan ahead of time what you're going to say when you call on in, so that you can sort of get it out in a concise fashion. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.